way. Pennsylvania. Get away. Play away. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Get away.
Fly away. Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Best Western Revered in Paradise, Pennsylvania. And we're Strasburg Railroad in Rugs, Pennsylvania.
What are you going to see there?
And I'm going to Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. I'm going to Shoe Fly Restaurant.
Ooh. And what kind of food they have there?
I'll go to the Smorgasbord Restaurant in East Earl, Pennsylvania. And Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Chocolate.
I love chocolate. Yummy.
Yeah. I want a Reese's milkshake.
Hershey bars.
I like to eat Reese's. A Hershey chocolate bar with Reese's. I like to eat good, fresh, delicious chocolate.
Yummy. I love fresh chocolate. It's so good. I'll go swimming in chocolate. Hershey Weaver.
Hey, Peter.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh.
Use bathroom.
Check. Hey, Peter. Gonna go swimming.
No.
All right. Gonna go swimming in the pool.
No.
Oh, how about this? Do you like to dip your toes in the pool sometimes?
No.
You don't like that? Okay. Well, wait a minute. Okay. So you're going to go to a gift shop. How about that?
Gift shop.
There. Now we're talking. Get a little shopping done. What are you going to shop for?
I'm going to go for
some souvenirs, yeah?
And Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
Okay.
Yummy.
To send home to your friends. What will you bring home from Hershey that's different?
I have no idea.
Some souvenirs from
Hershey bars.
Souvenirs, maybe a postcard.
Yes.
Okay. And how about a giant chocolate bar?
Huge chocolate bar.
Yes.
Don't want a giant chocolate bar. How about chocolate sauce to put on your ice cream at home?
Chocolate sauce, your ice cream.
Some Hershey sauce. What do you think?
Hershey sauce.
Great.
That sounds good. Yeah. How about that? A little bit of chocolate sauce?
Yes!
Straight from the Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
How about that?
Great!
Excellent. Hey, Peter.
Yes! Oh,
Peter, have you ever gone to Scranton?
No! No.
After dark, when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hit it, big jump
of bananas.
He was a young driver, just out. Job, and he was carrying the next day's pasty fruits for everyone in that cold, scarred city where children play without despair in backyard slag piles, and folks manage to eat each day about 30,000 pounds of banana. Yes, just about 30,000 pounds. Dream it again, John.
Of banana.
Passed a sign that he should have seen, saying shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend. He was was thinking perhaps about the warm breath woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2-mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortening miles that ran down to the depot. Just a few more miles to go, then he'd go home and have her ease his long cramped the day away and the smell of 30,000 pounds
of banana.
Yes, the smell of 30,000 pounds of banana. He was picking up speed as the city spread its twinkling lights below him, but it paid no heed as a shivering thought of the night's delights went through him. His foot nursed the brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound. He said, "Christ!" It was funny how he had named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside a dead-end hillside, riding on his fear hunchback. Was everywhere one of those yellow-green, I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of bananas. The thankful passing bus at 90 miles an hour, and he said, "God, make it a dream," as he rode his last ride down. He said, "God, make it a dream," as he rode his last ride down. And he sideswiped 19 neat park cars, clipped all 13 telephone poles, people. It was then he lost his head, not to mention an arm or two, before he stopped. And he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds of bananas. You know the man who told me about it on the bus, says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He shrugged his shoulders, he shook his head, and he said, and this is exactly what he said, "Boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of banana. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed bananas. Of bananas. Of bananas. Just bananas. 30,000 pounds of bananas. No driver now, just banana."
Okay, so we're back here again. I believe this is show 31. We've passed a milestone. And to help us celebrate.
Better than passing a kidney stone.
Going into another... what is it? What do you call? Into the 30s, 31. We've got Josh, DJ Josh, and he's here to share with us about a special day he had the other day. Had a root canal. Isn't that right, Josh?
And a wolf canal.
Yes, I had a root canal. It is not fun.
And they put you to sleep.
Tell us about that. Tell us about it.
I don't know how I'm going to explain it. They basically needleized me in my right hand because my hand is, you know, screwed up, but they were trying so hard trying to figure out where the something is and just trying to figure out if they can find a vein, but they found a vein and needleized me. And then they put.
So what is a root canal actually? I mean, what is that? Is that like a boat ride?
No.
What does that have? What is a
root canal? Is basically canal something or? In your teeth, basically, and
they need to wash stuff out.
And basically, what they do is in Holyoke, they have a tube thing that puts on your nose, and they put a needle in your hand. So that way, when the tube goes on the nose, they put like a almost like a scent that goes right into your whole body. So that way, your whole body is asleep, and you have your mouth open, and yes, you're knocked out for 2 hours.
Mama said, "Knock Josh out."
Mama said, "Knock Josh out. Knock him out cold."
Oh God, don't make it weird.
Mama said, knock Josh out.
Mama said, knock Mr. Josh out.
Knock Josh out.
They're making this very awkward.
So, okay. So you went through all that, and then you woke up?
Yeah, well, I woke up and wondering what in the world hit me.
Were you able to eat? Were you able to eat after that? Did you have to wait
a
while?
Yeah, I
eat some.
I ate my noodles in the cup.
Noodles.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yummy. I mean, yes, the numbness does go away after a while because they worked on my right side of my teeth, so they basically just.
Who hit you, Josh?
No one did.
You said somebody hit you.
No.
You said, I don't know what hit me, but who hit you?
Mama hit him. Mama knocked him out.
No. Yeah, Mama said knock you out.
He was out for the count.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
How long did this procedure take? Mama said knock you
out. Knock you out cold.
At least for
KO.
Hour and a half.
KO.
And you were sleeping? So yes. You don't know. You were.
I basically, you know, you wake up and.
Your eyes
feel very, you like wondering what in the world hit you because you're like.
You said you don't know who hit you, so who hit you, Josh?
The canal hit him, right?
You were yeah. The you canal were, hit you or did Mama
he was
hit
going
you?
Going through the canal at the time.
Wolf canal hit him.
Yeah. Well,
wait, are you sure it's not the Mama knocked you out?
Well,
you sure you didn't knock
you out?
They
me out in the wheelchair, so that way. That,
I think somebody's got to wake Phil up here.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, DJ Philly Cheesesteak, come on over, buddy.
Knock you out.
Knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
All right.
Let's not make it weird now.
All right. Well, we're glad you're back. And
glad we're
glad
back.
You're,
we missed
you're,
you.
How's your mouth? Feels good?
Feels great. I mean, now they're going to put another crown in my mouth.
Crown in your mouth.
Crown your mouth.
Get they
maybe if you're good, they'll put a crown on your head.
Like a king crown. A king.
No, they
like the Burger King.
Burger King man.
Right. They'll give you a Burger King crown.
I had so many teeth taken away from me. I mean, I had that, like, when I was a kid, I went to a dentist, and yes, I was put to sleep, and then, you know, that was my wisdom teeth, and they pulled it right out because, you know, when you're asleep, you're basically knocked out and don't know what in the world gets pulled out of your mouth.
How'd you fall asleep?
They have to. That's the procedure, I think. They can't do that while you're awake. It's too painful.
They put the needle inside the hand and then they.
While you're awake?
No, while you're awake. But once the needle goes in you, this procedure works by basically the whatever is put in you. It's going to put you right to sleep.
You know, I have a recurring nightmare about visiting the dentist, is that they put me to sleep, right, for some procedure. I go in, they put me to sleep, and then the next thing I know, I wake up.
Yeah.
And I'm at the top of a giant Ferris wheel at the amusement park, and
in the park
in the middle of the night, and nobody's around. And I'm at the top. I can't get down.
That's wild, man. That's crazy,
and
dude.
I just start screaming and screaming. It's pretty rough.
I know. You're losing your mind, man. You're going crazy.
Yeah. I hope that never happens to any of you.
I hope it doesn't happen to me. If it happens to me, I'll be screaming bloody murder.
Basically, if I'm afraid of heights, when I was a kid, I was on the one of those school, you know, bar things, and yeah. I went on top of it, and I was afraid to get down.
Oh boy, scary!
It is scary for a kid like me when I was little, but when you're climbing on top, and then eventually the teacher helps you, and you need to get down. Yes, I do not know how to get down. How did you get up there? Well, I climbed up, and I do not know how to get down.
A teacher helped you get down.
I was only like 4 foot something, so
wow,
or 3 foot. I don't know, because you know that those bars are pretty high for a kid.
Wicked high, I know, for a little kid.
Is it safe? Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it. Is it safe? No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful.
Hi, this is DJ Pat. Today I'll be talking about Eric Clapton. So, Eric Clapton was like one of the best guitarists ever, and he has sold 280 million records worldwide in the U.S., United States alone, and has sold 40 million created albums, including album and 7 multi-platinum and 23 gold records, including his best-selling album Unplugged and Silver, and 26 million copies, and also Eric Clapton was in a band called Queen, was one of my other favorite bands there. My favorite Eric Clapton song was Shot the Sheriff, and a lot of other ones too. Unfortunately, I forget what year Eric Clapton was born, but I believe he was born in the 60s or 70s.
I think he was born in the 40s.
He was born in 1940.
In the 40s.
He was born in the 14.
Maybe the 40s.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the 40s, Ben?
Eric Clapton maybe was born in the 40s.
Let's find out.
Let me look up on my phone, buddy. Let me look it up.
Let's check it out.
When was Eric Clapton born?
Let me get... I got it.
March 30th, 1945.
1945.
March 30th, 1945. March 30th, 1945.
Oh, in Ripley, Surrey, England.
England. His mom, Para Clapton, was only 16 years old at the time of his birth, and his father, Edward Fryer, was a married to a 24-year-old Canadian soldier in England during World War II.
Wow, World War II, can you believe that?
So many years ago. Here we go now.
Boo!
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 Boom! After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna chug a lug and shout. We're gonna stimulate some action. We're gonna get some satisfaction. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
After midnight, we're gonna lay it all hang down.
After midnight. After midnight.
After midnight, we're gonna shake your tambourine.
After midnight. After midnight.
After midnight. So go be peaches and
cream. After midnight, after midnight.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
Ah! After midnight, we gon' let it all hang down. Shake your tambourine.
We'll shake a tambourine. We'll shake a tambourine.
After midnight, so I'm gonna be peaches
we'll
and
shake
cream.
A tambourine. We'll shake a tambourine.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We don't give an exhibition. We don't find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
After midnight, we gon' lay it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
Yo yo yo. Testing, testing. Yo yo yo. Testing, testing.
Yo yo yo.
Listen to me. With DJ Lynette and DJ Big Rig.
That's it to me, guys. Jim.
What?
Jim.
What?
I can say to him, behave yourself. Jim.
What?
Agreeing. Jim. But you do tattoo, Jim.
I had a good time at the tag sale.
What car you got there?
Two shirts.
What kind of shirt?
This one. And the tow truck one.
Wow.
And the cowboy boots.
Who's your best friend at work? Jim?
What?
I said, listen. Well, who's your best friend at work?
You.
What did you say? Yes.
Ow. Ow.
What you do there, Jim? Yeah, buddy.
They have a bunch of stuff over there.
You go again?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Moto.
Moto cow.
About what? Can you tell me where it was?
I was at the Franklin County Fair last weekend. There was a bunch of people there too, throwing the tag sales. Yeah, they throwing the tag sales last week at the fair on Saturday.
They white over there?
Yep. That was food, bunch of people, all bunch of stuff.
What kind of food?
Fried dough.
That sounds tasty. What kind of food? Fried dough?
Yep.
That sounds good.
What kind of food, Jim? What kind of food?
There was hamburgers there, too.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jim?
I can hear you. Ow.
Ow. Keep going. Tonight, Jim?
Then they got Wendy out, too. On Saturday. At the fair.
Tonight, Jim?
Just a little bit. Yeah, Saturday it was kind of windy out. At the Franklin County Fair. I did have a good time at the fair, too. I bet. I got two t-shirts.
Wow.
Wow. What kind of t-shirt?
Cowboy boots.
What kind of t-shirt? Wow.
Tow truck. And this one.
That's
Yep.
Wow.
And I got a plastic model there, too. A tow truck.
What?
Is that it?
Yep.
Is that it? Is that it?
Yep.
That sounds good. Do you go on rides, Jim?
There wasn't no rides.
Why not?
It was all tag sale.
Wow.
Where were the rides?
They're coming back in September.
I'm going too.
Do you ride your bicycle there?
I don't have a bike.
When do you get there? How do you get there?
One of my friends took me there.
That sounds good. What else are you going to ask him? What do you have for dinner? What do you have for dinner? What do you have for dinner last night, Jim?
Pizza.
Mm.
What kind of pizza? Milo pizza?
Bacon.
Bacon and Milo?
It's not Milo.
I'm hungry.
Don't laugh at me.
What do you have for dinner? I don't remember.
What do you have for dinner, Layla?
I can't remember.
Can I remember? Did you have a...
Wait, that's it.
How about you guys? Got any more?
Hey, did they meet you? I knew. I am Otto. I am Otto. I am Otto. Did they meet you? Hey, Dan, how are we? Hey, Dan, how are we?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
I probably do a wee nap and have a three-day weekend. Memorial Day.
This Monday coming up.
About the people who are in the war.
Yeah. My dad was in the war, too.
Oh, cool. Yes, I had a grandfather. The grandfather of the war.
One of my friends are veterans, too.
Monday? That's right. Monday's a holiday.
Yep. It's holiday to come up soon. Birthday. We're going watching play on birthday. Good to work on birthday. The holiday. The clothes.
Yes.
Birthday. Yes, good food.
How about veterans?
Oh,
that's what Memorial Day is about, right?
Okay, sorry. Veterans. That someone a passed away or something. Will they pray? A lot of people in will they pray? the marching band, the birthday and finish the pass.
Yeah.
About the people in the war.
A lot of people in the war.
People in the war. Bunch of Army guys. Air Force, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard. Whole mess of them. I'm proud of them. There are a bunch of nice people out there to fight for us. They're the best. We all learn them too.
They fight the war, and they're nice people outside. They sit down and be and play. Someone sing the songs. You have to stand up, take a hat off, your hands on chest. Someone sing, perform, Monday play, the war.
Yeah, they shoot the guns off too, on Main Street in Greenfield.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yep, we're good, yeah.
Well, it's a nice day Monday.
I hope so. Good day. It will not be rain.
I don't think it's not going to rain Monday.
Okay. The people they line up, people walking, pray and perform, the people sing.
They're really nice people, you know.
There's a lot of people outside.
I'm good.
I'm good.
To play a far tar, the tar by O.
That's good. That's good.
My dear fellow, the airplane. He told her how to fly. He was in a war. I don't remember what year, but he was in a war. He flew airplane.
Oh. It's been a tradition from the beginning of the National Memorial Day concert to salute all the men and women from every branch of our armed services. Please welcome the Chiefs of the Military Services.
And now, Maestro Jack Everly, our orchestra and military choruses, perform the Armed Forces Medley. Whether here or watching at home, if you are able, please stand when your service is presented. The United States Coast Guard. Air Force.
Happy birthday!
Ooh. To Casey!
To Casey!
Happy birthday, Casey!
Thank you! Happy birthday, Casey! Yeah. Birthday to me!
That was yesterday!
Yo, birthday!
Birthday!
Hey! Come on, Jim!
Thank you!
Come on, Jim! Birthday! Come on, guys!
Can't wait!
Happy birthday, Casey!
Birthday! Thank you.
Birthday!
Birthday!
Come on!
What do you say, Mickey? How old do you tell?
I am 32 years old.
Wow. Whoa. Ah, come on.
Ah.
Ah.
Layla.
Yeah. Get down there.
Happy birthday, Casey.
Keep going. Sing a song. Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
How old are you now?
How old are you now?
birthday
to you.
Now.
Happy birthday to you.
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 Happy birthday to
Casey. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to Casey.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
It's your birthday.
It's the day that you were born.
It's
the day your mama brought you home. It's a special day.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
Yeah!
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Alone. The water's
to shift to any set mix next. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kick, let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody knows they have no.
A blanket made for two now.
And a boy and a girl.
That's a game for me and you now.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game.
Every lad and
every lassie, when you're down by the shore,
looking smart
and looking classy.
Yeah, they're learning the score.
A beach blanket, bingo. A beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. When a lad just meets a lassie and he asks for a kiss, then he finds a lassie sassy.
Right blanket,
wrong man.
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game.
Play the game like you should do now.
That's the start of the fun.
When you find
a girl for you now, bingo, you won!
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the, that's the name of the, that's the name of the.